Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, just for experience as a coach and even experience as a player at this much smaller level, it's tougher to play inside than it is outside from a processing standpoint. When you're outside, whether it's a corner or an outside backer, it's just a little bit, you see the game this way. Yeah, I mean, yeah, heck yeah. You appreciate it, and it's important. And you expect anybody, corner. I mean, if you want to be a cover corner, you better want to cover them all. Believe in yourself. And he's not the only corner on the defense that feels that way. Yeah, it was kind of just an opportunity. I think he had probably gotten to the point where he was on the same par with Joe in some ways. I mean, they're different because you've got a veteran guy, then you got a young guy. So Joe's more... has more understanding. So Joe, scheme wise, and Joe's going to know what to do, and Joe's a heck of an athlete. Then you got this young, talented, big, rangy guy that you want to kind of give an opportunity to. What is a hip drop tackle? It's an enigma apparently that can't be called during the game. It looked like a hip drop tackle. I think so. Yeah, based on the definition. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that? I think he's going to be okay. Yeah, he's got an ankle sprain. We'll see how serious it is.
You're not going to get in trouble here, John Harbaugh.
No.
For saying that. Talking about Rashad Bateman in the boot after the game against Minnesota. We talked about it last couple of days. I didn't realize he was in a boot because he didn't look like he was hurt. He got drugged down. Thought it was a touchdown in real time. Yep. He was down at the goal line, and then Justice Hill ran up cashing it in. But he caught a two-point conversion after Mark Andrews scored a TD, and it didn't appear to be a hitch in his giddy-up. He was just kind of rolling along there. But then, told ESPN, I have a high ankle sprain, and we'll know more today. Ravens back at practice. But John Harbaugh lamenting the lack of a hip drop flag there.
I watched it again this morning, Bob. It was definitely a hip drop. Because he fell on his leg the whole thing. And then I said, okay, because let me watch the route for the two-pointer. I mean, Bob, he's lined up out to the left wide on the two-pointer after the hip drop. And I don't know what foot, is sprained, but he planted off that left leg and he ran a hell of a slant route. And, caught the ball, and there was no hitch in that giddy-up. He looked explosive because he created great separation and stuff, caught the ball, celebrated after, and then I guess the ankle popped up afterwards.
I don't want to be that guy, or I'm not trying to be anyway, because I'm going to be. The thing I remember about Rashad Bateman Sunday was short of the goal and then dropping a pass.
Yeah.
Two-point conversion was all very touching, and it did contribute to the cause, but... Yep. Little Manos DiPietro's there.
When I went back and watched the film again this morning, like Lamar had a couple, like the one to Andrews down the middle of the field mm-hmm. early, and then the one to Bateman.
Same drive as Andrews, too, had a drop.
Yeah. The thing that Lamar didn't do on those two throws, the one to Bateman and the one to Andrews down the middle, he threw two receivers. He didn't throw away from the defender. If he throws away from the defender, he completes balls. He completes both of them. because the one to Andrews down the middle, the safety's coming to Andrew across. Lamar throws it into the safety. If Lamar throws it, you know, almost to the back shoulder or a little lower, he walks in. Same with Bate. The DB is behind Bateman. Lamar throws it to the DB side, to the backside. If he throws it out front, it's an easy touchdown. 9 out of 10 times, Lamar's going to make those throws. And he didn't. And, you know, so I blame it on both. You know, the receivers, sometimes you got to make, you know, a tough catch. And then Lamar, that was, you know, bad throws by Lamar.
Well, you played wide receiver at the D1 level in college.
Yeah.
I played at Antrie Rec Flag Football and in the middle of Ann Street. And even then, if you can touch it,
you can catch
you
it.
You can catch it. Right. And it's not as simple as that, obviously. But either way, the Ravens win. What Rashad Bateman's status is going to be for the Browns remains to be seen. But we also heard from John Harbaugh talking about Carson Vinson being up and Joseph Noteboom being down, who they signed in the offseason. All intents and purposes was brought in to replace Patrick McCary. But he didn't have the versatility that McCary has. McCary could play all five spots on your O-line. Vinson could play not one, it seems, at this point. But he was inactive. And Vinson, who was picked in, let's see here, the fifth round, Alabama A&M, and you talked about him during training camp, Vinny. Yep. Big guy.
Yeah, great looking.
But raw
yes.
potential there for sure. But can it be cultivated here in 25? And based on the fact that he was up, Noteboom wasn't, I'm assuming we're going to see Bullock here, former Terp Corey Bullock, at some point. I mean, to your point all week long, a lot of fans feel the same way. The O-line stinks.
Yeah.
So what? How can it get any worse, I guess?
And you know what the problem is, Bob? You know, like I'm watching the film, and like I'm studying every run play, you know, because the run is so inconsistent. And you know what's crazy is it's on one play, it's Linderbaum. On the next play, it's Voorhees. The next play, it's Falele. Then it's Rosengarten. Then it's Ricard. Then it's Stanley. Then it's the tight end. It's like unbelievable, Bob, how, you know, three or four of them can do it right. And on the one, they had a awesome drive. And to me, I would show the O-line, the Andrews touchdown, the one that he caught, that drive was spectacular because they ran it right down the field and it was exactly how you drew. Everybody had their blocks every play and they took it. That's the one where Lamar swept to the left and everything. I mean, everybody did a phenomenal job. I mean, I even took pictures because I couldn't believe it, you know, and I don't know if the cameras can pick it up, but I mean, like the sweep camera, you see that? Look at that sweep, you know? Look, Bob, look at that play.
Cecil B. DeMille
over here. There's four of them out front right there.
It's
beautiful. I mean, it is unbelievable. And then, Bob, look at this is on the drive. Look at that blocking. That hadn't happened for a while.
Yeah.
Look at, I mean, unbelievable. That's all on the same drive. Look at that blocking.
It's incredible, camera. Trust me.
Yeah, and the same thing. And that's they did it for like six straight plays, and that's how it's supposed to be done. But other than that drive, Bob, then the next drive they get the ball, you know, back and minus two on the first run. And it's like, how? Why can't you? They just can't stack the plays consistently. You know, that's the problem.
I'm totally flummoxed right now. Our whiteboard's gone.
Whoa!
It just totally threw me off kilter. The whiteboard where I finally put something tangible on it, because we're going to have Jim Smith tomorrow, and he's sponsored by the Green Turtle, the Turtle Trio. So I'm going to write it on the whiteboard to make sure that I don't forget it. Now it's gone. Unbelievable.
It must have had a problem with the camera or something.
Well, we digress in a big, big way with that one. Also heard from John Harbaugh talking about Nate Wiggins bringing a little confidence, swagger, to the occasion. Competence, cockiness, I guess there's the fine line, whatever, people take offense to it one way or another. But he wants to be on the dude, whoever the dude might be. I guess for Cleveland's Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver. I mean, where's their dude at that position? And we'll talk about them tomorrow, film study-wise. But Nate Wiggins, first-round draft pick. I mean, yeah, you want him to be a guy that's got, A, a short memory, and B, the confidence to go out there and give me Jerry Rice, Raymond Berry, Lynn Swann, it don't matter, Justin Jefferson, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and a lot of the time, Bob, he wasn't on Jefferson. A lot of the time, you know, we had Awuzie on him. Marlon was on him on the interception. So it wasn't strictly just one guy. The thing that Wiggins, his coverage is getting better because he's not grabbing as much like he was earlier in his career last year. And in college, he grabbed all the time. But his tackling sucks.
Yeah.
His tackling sucks. He makes a lot of business decisions on tackling.
Yeah, we're going to get into defensive film coming up in a few minutes here. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, 88-81-05-7. The Fan, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Soon to get a camera. We got that news coming down this morning. As we lose the whiteboard, we get a camera for Nolan, which I guess priorities are very much a part of the equation.
I guess the whiteboard, we had to get rid of it. That same price, Bob? Camera, whiteboard.
We'll see when the camera comes up. But anyway, we got Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song. We'll play a favorite female artist and band. Send a request. Plaza Support text line 410-583-1057. Maryland Hoops. The men, they beat Alcorn State last night, 84-64. Pharrell Payne, 22-7. Continues to do some good things in the paint for Maryland. Terps shoot 50% from the field. Yeah, still Brick City from beyond the arc, but got hot late. Andre Mills, he had a big game off the bench for the Terps as well. Well, in the lineup, I believe, because Rice didn't play. We'll talk about that with Chris Nockey later on in the program. Maryland football, they're at Illinois coming up on Saturday. 14.5-point underdogs. We'll have Jim Smith, the AD, on tomorrow. But I was reading in the Baltimore Sun this morning, as they went at Taylor Lyons, I believe, went at Jim Smith about Loxley's future,
right?
And he did not commit. Said he's coaching against Illinois. He's got Michigan. Then he's got Michigan State. And there was a follow-up attempt. Because I read the story written in the Baltimore Sun. And Jason Yellen, he Mutombo'd it. No follow-ups. And then Jim Smith said, I know there's an agenda or whatever. What was it, Nolan? An angle that you got going on here. So Jim Smith hearing from boosters and season ticket holders against, I guess, because they've lost five in a row. Getting blown out by Indiana. Well, you didn't want it. Losing by 15 to Rutgers. Yeah, it's 2 years in a row if you lost to them. Team you're, air quotes, supposed to beat. So the chatter is starting to get a little loud. Loxley is signed through 28. Buyouts 13 mil. Executed by December 1st, I believe. That's the price tag. So we'll see. Maybe Mike Loxley could be, unless they win three in a row, get bowl eligible, which seems unlikely.
Let's
be honest here. He could be coaching out the string. I don't know. Yeah. We'll talk to Jim tomorrow.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to ask Jim, and it'll be interesting to see if they allow us to ask
I'm lobbing him. The basketball softballs and soccer softballs. Then you can drop the Foreman. The Joe Frazier hook.
What I want to ask him, Bob, is like, what are your expectations for the football program? I mean, you can't say, well, we should be just as good as Ohio State. No, we don't. We're not paying $11 million for a quarterback. They're not paying $25 million for their players. All right. So realistically, where is Maryland? What are your expectations there? Should we be as good as Iowa? Should we be, you know, where do we fit in to that group?
Yeah, and for fans like me, who've been a lifer, former season ticket holder, even I'm not satisfied with 7-5 and condiment bowls.
Right.
I want more. I've seen more. And Indiana's kind of proving to you that this is not an impossible task. Is it sustainable for the Hoosiers 10 years from now, for instance?
Oh, probably not.
You know what I mean? Like, Ohio State's been a top five team for as long as I've been watching college football. Alabama, Oklahoma. I mean, insert big school here. But you can get these little mini runs. K-State back in the late 90s.
No doubt.
We're all about it. I mean, just there are schools.
Well, how about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin with Alvarez.
They were beating Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, so Indiana's like, and I mentioned this yesterday. I know we got to get a break, clock integrity and all. You look at Indiana's football history compared to Maryland's. Maryland is Alabama compared to Indiana. Indiana's been to 14 bowl games. They've lost 11 of them. Maryland's been to a ton of bowl games. I don't have their record in front of me. I apologize. All-Americans at the yin-yang. College Football Hall of Famers. Coaches for Maryland. Bear Bryant coached at Maryland. Maryland's got a national championship. It's been like 50, 60, 70 years ago. They've got a national championship on their resume. Can they sustain long-term powerhouse? No. I mean, the venue's not big enough to do all of that. But can they have like a 3-4-5 year run with a coach? I mean, is 7-5 going to entice you to give a crap?
No.
In late November, you know what I mean?
But what I'm saying, Bob, like same thing you're saying is like the Huskers are 7-3 now, you know, and they were
And they used to be in that blue blood.
Minnesota
territory.
6-3, they won 9 or 10. You have more money than Minnesota does. You have more money than Rutgers doesn't even give money. You know, I mean, so Maryland should be above or comparable to all those teams. So, you know, Bob, you know what? Some years you're going to win 7, but you know what? Like Minnesota, 1 year, you know, your schedule's right, you win 10. You know, just every, you know, and I think people would be happy with that.
3 years in a row, Terps have had at least a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Now they're riding a 5 or looking at 6. This is not progress. This is a regression. Yeah. And we like Mike Locksley, let's stress that.
Yeah.
But it's all a results-based business. And everyone out there, I think, knows that. All right, 410-583-105. Ask the Brandon Hyde what results mean. This guy's one. Anyway, we'll be back. It's Wilbur Crush.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Me.
Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist or band, Nolan's ready for you. And you can already see the smile on Nolan's face. I wish we had the camera in here today so you could see Nolan smiling.
Hey, the people asked for it, man. People were all over it yesterday. Not just me. They want to see Joe. They want to see Ben.
I'm talking about your smile, man.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
When the camera's out. It never went away. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, you're like the Joker. Got that permanent smile on your face. All right, let's get out to the phones. We've got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' win against Minnesota. We'll start with the defense. 4 straight games. Ravens have allowed less than 20 points, forcing turnovers, still not getting sacks, but... You know what, 12 quarterback hurries and all this good stuff this past week against the Vikings. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, don't mind the background music. I'm in Wegmans right now.
Oh, nice.
Don't mind the background music right now. Nevertheless, everybody keeps saying that the Orioles were going to go after Kyle Tucker. That's not happening, man. Like, they need pitching. You know what I mean? Like when Corbin Burns was here, they ironically – you know, won a lot of games. They need pitching. The bats, I'm not worried about the bats at all, period. Not worried about the bats. So let's start there. I don't want to see any splashes, but Vinny did say something while I was holding that made me want to comment. And Bob, you can definitely chime in because you know about this. So this is a totally different situation. I'm a little younger. I was only born in 82, but I heard about what happened with Bob Wade. So when Bob Wade got let go from Maryland, it was pretty much for a long time from the people that I talked to that was in basketball and around basketball back in those days. You know, Maryland was pretty much shut out for a long time when it came to recruiting Baltimore. So Mike Locksley is a D.C. guy. Don't get it twisted. But he recruits Baltimore well. So if you're going to fire him, who are you going to replace him with? Because if you fire him, you might as well kiss St. Francis goodbye unless you come with the NIL money. Listen here. I'm going to let y'all comment because I'm looking at this good meat. Pause. And you know, and I'm trying to decide which meat that I want. Again, pause. Listen, who are you going to get to hire? You know, because Mike Locksley, I get it. He's a good recruiter. He ain't getting it done. But what is the problem, Vinny? Do we need the assistance? Like what Nick Saban was cooking, he had arguably the best group of assistants in the game. So if you're going to play the game, you got to be able to not only recruit and pay the recruits, but you got to pay the assistants. What say you? And don't forget about my Orioles, say Bob.
I got you. And the Bob Wade, because Vinny's got no clue about the Bob Wade thing at the University of Maryland. Bob Wade replaced Lefty. Mm-hmm. And Lefty, you knew this?
I knew that Bob Wade came from high school, Dunbar.
Yeah. Lefty was gone after the Limbaugh's tragedy. Maryland got put on probation when Bob Wade was the coach. They got banned from the NCAA tournament for 2 years. They were banned from television for a year. Now, schools do a hell of a lot worse than Bob Wade gave Rudy Archer a drive to school. Rudy Archer was from Baltimore, played in 88, had to get eligible again to be reinstated academically to play. So Bob Wade like gave him rides to school. Then Maryland players were selling swag at the ACC tournament. What Bob Wade did, allegedly, at least as the NCAA found, he wasn't truthful during the investigation. So they got hammered. I mean, Kentucky, Eddie Sutton literally sent a FedEx package full of money to Chris Mills. Now, they got drilled too. So Bob Wade was done because probation, and they lost two of the 3 years he was there. Then Gary came in. Gary even said himself, said, if I don't know we were going to get on probation, I would have never taken the job. He left Ohio State to come to the University of Maryland. Now, Mike Locksley getting him. And the Orioles take, they need a bat, reliable home run hitter. I don't think it's Tucker, but Ray, you know that. Unless everybody that's young and hits a bunch of home runs, et cetera, et cetera. Locksley, not every big recruit from Baltimore goes to Maryland.
No.
They go all over the place. And big Chop Robinson, Barnum, the linebacker, they come and they don't stay. So if Mike Locksley leaves, does that mean you lose a foothold on the city of Baltimore, the DMV recruiting-wise? I don't think so. I mean, having him here certainly helps.
It's all about the money.
But nowadays, for sure, Gary Williams had to recultivate the Baltimore recruiting base, which goes back to when Ernie Graham played for Lefty. And he got Keith Booth to come in, and the rest is history. But losing Mike Locksley, I don't think necessarily means that you're going to lose a recruiting foothold here. James Franklin's been recruiting out of this area forever. Frank Beamer did it. Landscape has changed since Beams was running his hot streak at Vodtech. And I don't think losing Locksley means you lose players.
Everybody comes in here to recruit because kids will leave. That's why every big school, when I was at Notre Dame, we got kids from DeMatha and everything else. So that's why, because, you know, they're not, it's not like, you know, you go to Minnesota or Wisconsin, you know, where you grow up wanting to go to that school or whatever, you know? I mean, everybody comes in here. And now, I mean, Bob, now, I mean, like when I recruited, you know, it was about relationships and all. That's all about money. It's, you know, so do you have enough money to pay? Like this Ely kid, he's going wherever he gets the most money. We can say what we want. Now, you know, because he's got, what, Auburn and South Carolina.
He'd probably go wherever he wants, to be honest. He's, what, top two recruit in the country?
And you know what? Let's be real. Locksley leaves. These teams are already contacting Malik and all these other freshmen and – you know, the guys they want from Maryland to pay them.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. But first, Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' defense against the Minnesota Vikings. Were they doing anything illegal to throw J.J. McCarthy off? I mean, what, 8 false start penalties? We'll get into all of that film coming up next. 11 o'clock, Cordell Woodland preview Ravens and Browns. Ravens back in practice today. Marlon getting his finger operated on. What's Bateman's status? Whip around 11:15, and we'll talk Maryland hoops. Chris Nockey, 11:30, Maryland beats Alcorn. Now they're off to Marquette, taking on a team that Buzz Williams took to the Elite 8 not that long ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, what a crush Wednesday. Time for film breakdown. Ravens 27-19 over the Minnesota Vikings. Ravens defensively play much better than they were, say, in September into October. How much better? Let's get to it. Film breakdown. Defense.
Yeah, I tell you what. I think overall was a very good plan, and I think they played the plan extremely well. I think the secondary was outstanding.
What was the plan?
Well, I think the plan was to get pressure, you know, on – I think the plan was to get pressure and show pressure and come, you know, come out of it and try to confuse J.J. And I think they did at times. You know, I mean, who would have counted on 4 batted balls? You know, I mean, that – and we'll get into that, but let me just talk about the secondary first. I thought the secondary was outstanding. There was never – you know, any free receivers. I mean, once or twice, you know, on the deep in route, you know, they had a couple completions. But otherwise, you know, I mean, the deep ball that over Humphrey's head was a hell of a throw. It was a hell of a throw. I mean, Marlon wasn't far off, but it was a hell of a throw.
Yeah, that was right in the arms. The old breadbasket is.
But I thought Starks read stuff really quickly. You know, he's just reading things real quick, reading the eyes. Like, I went back and watched the interception, how far he had to come and stuff, the range. You know, I wish when he jumps up, he goes and attacks the ball, not catch it down at his waist. You know, that was only critique I would have with that. But otherwise, you know, I mean, you could tell, you know, Marlon, like, with some of his tackling and stuff, you could tell with the finger that, you know, he just pulled his arm back. And he was who was one arm last year? Was it last year or the year before?
Marcus Williams.
Yeah, that's how he was a little bit, trying to tackle, but he made some plays. Thought Wiggins did a nice job. Awuzie, when Marlon goes inside, like in the nickel and stuff, Awuzie plays on the outside, and he did a fine job. He got hosed on the pass interference call.
Yep.
And I thought that Gilman, other than one run play, when he was lined up, kind of as a linebacker type, he got a little wide, and that's when they hit the 17-yarder, first play of third quarter. That's when they hit that. He needed to close that down. Otherwise, I thought he played pretty strong game. But I thought, overall, I thought all the secondary guys played well. I thought the two inside backers really played well in the pass. I thought they read things, and they played fast. I thought Teddy Buchanan did a real nice job dropping, planting, and reading quarterback eyes and you know, and then making – and then he made some strong tackles in space.
How much better has he gotten in a pass defense there, Teddy Buchanan?
I think he's real good in pass drops, right? I mean, Bob, because they're not taking him out much, you know, and they bring in Simpson and Dime, you know, to drop in coverage, I guess because he's there to play special teams and they use his athleticism, but – I would just keep Buchanan in there the whole time. And I thought Roquan played fast. He looked fast. You know, on that screen pass, you know, he ran Aaron Jones down, made the tackle to save a first down and stuff. So thought they did well. Now, up front, Bob, Travis Jones, he's coming, man. He is playing really good. And he's close to having a two-sack game. Like, he's doing the Reggie White, you know, toss him thing. The arm bar or whatever you want to call it, he had the guy, you know, and then he had a lot of pressures, Travis Jones.
Three quarterback hits.
Yeah, he was very active in there. And then the other thing he does was plays the run awesome, you know, because if he's singled up, if they just block him with one guy, he can punch, lock out, shed, make the tackle. You know, he's going to make the tackle. So I think Travis Jones is really, really coming. And let's knock on wood that he doesn't get hurt, because he is playing really well right now.
Contract year.
Yep. And he's doing well. And then, Bob, the other kid who's gotten so much better, Akoya, 91. I mean, he batted a ball down. He can get a little pressure. But the thing that's amazing is he's got natural football instincts. He can find the football, and he does a really nice job finding the ball and getting there. And he's playing lower and everything. So they've got a nice three with him, Jenkins, and Akoya. Those three, you know, that rotation's pretty good. You know, with Urban, 58, and, you know, they just rotate in there. But they're not those three. Those three guys are pretty damn good. Now, pass rushing wise, I think the pass rush, Bob, it's all created, you know, with disguise and with blitz. The guy who does the best job is Kyle Hamilton. I mean, you know, he knows how to, like, get small. You know, he can run around a running back. He can swim a running back. He batted two balls. You know, so Kyle Hamilton is very effective there. They bring the linebackers a lot, too, on the blitzes. And like, they're setting stuff up, you know, like, because you'll see, like, Roquan going, and he's, like, picking so the other guy can kind of come free on the twists and stuff. And they had stuff timed up pretty good. So I was kind of impressed. But just winning one-on-one battles, not a lot of that. Vannoy, I think he's on the back. Back edge, you know, he's
down slope.
He's, yes, he is. You can see his age. Now, Ajabo has made a couple plays in the run. You know, I'll give him credit. Rushing the quarterback, no, nothing. But setting the edge, coming off, making a tackle, okay. You know, and Draymond, I thought Jones is a big addition. And then Mike Green's coming too. So Mike Green and Travis Jones, those two guys are coming. So I expect them, especially this week against Cleveland with their O-line, I expect them to pick it up too.
Really quick, Zach Orr, how much credit are we starting to give him now for the improvement of the defense? Because this is a guy everybody wanted to run out of town a month ago.
I'm giving him credit, Bob, but I think it's a collaboration of everybody. And you know what? He's the one calling it, so he's the one who gets credit.
What's the saying, Nolan? You're a college graduate. It takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes a village. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Cordell Woodland will be joining us. Fresh Take Sports. He's our Ravens and Orioles correspondent, and Terps as well. Get his thoughts on the matchup with Cleveland. Ravens win. They're at 500 for the first time since week two when they beat Cleveland. Whip around 11-15. And then Chris Nockey, Maryland basketball. Terps win last night over Alcorn. Trying to get it together. Trying to find some sort of chemistry. Only three games in. Marquette looms on Saturday. And Marlon Humphrey, is he just going to get the finger done and get ready for December? Or he play through the pain?
Well, watching him play, Bob, on the tape with his hand all taped up and stuff, he can't use that. I'm guessing, Bob, that Harbs will say he had the surgery.
And then we got a whip around lap 15. What went on in world sports last night? A lot in the NBA, a lot on the NHL ice. A little college basketball local stuff we'll get into. And 25 years ago, Trent Dilfer earned the trust of his teammates for the eventual Super Bowl champion Ravens. Stick around for that. Chris Dockey will talk about Maryland's win last night over Alcorn and look ahead to Marquette coming up on Saturday there. 2 o'clock tip. You can hear it on the Fan. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Vinny, man? How y'all doing today?
What's going on? Man.
Don't jibber-jabber, man. Get to the point.
All right. that was Ray last segment, man. You know, talk about in the supermarket and all this other, you know, crappy talking about paws and meat and feet. You know? Yeah, man. But it was this Ravens game, man. Only thing I'm worried about is Myles Garrett, man, you know, and this offensive line. I think he's going to feast on Lamar. You know, Lamar going to be running for his life this game because Myles Garrett is actually the real deal, man. You know, unlike that guy that that former Cowboy that got traded to the Packers. What's the guy's name?
Parsons.
Parsons, yeah. I forgot his name because he's been a non-factor the past two games with the Packers. You know, five tackles, no sacks, you know, two home losses, one to the Panthers, and then ugly loss to the Eagles. Damn. So, I mean – good gracious, man. You know, I'm glad we didn't retain that guy, spend all the money for that. You know, but I'm getting off
the Ravens. Back. Ravens weren't signing.
Yeah, the Ravens too. I'm glad the Ravens didn't give up.
We the Cowboys, then he goes to the Ravens.
You got to exercise that star, man. Come on.
I'm sorry, man. This is the last season, man. This is the last season. So, you know, after this season, it's going to be it's going to be strictly for the Ravens.
Got it.
You know, but yeah, it's going to be a tough game, divisional game. The Browns always play us tough, though, especially, you know, we on the road. So, but I expect to win, you know. Ain't no way I'm not going to say ain't no way, but we shouldn't lose this game. And hopefully, like, fourth quarter, we have a good enough lead that, you know, Lamar could be sitting and Cooper Rush be in there getting some reps.
He won't even be active.
No, Cooper Rush, hey, you're going to have him back in Dallas.
Yeah, Ravens 8.5-point favorites in this ballgame. The total points has dropped to 39.5. Weather going to be an
windy
issue here, but – to Rashawn's point, something that we've talked about, Vinny, and Nolan knows. I mean, Ravens could be the best team in football. They go to Cleveland, things get dopey against the Browns. And it's a divisional game, and they've been terrible. They're coming off a game in which their special teams were dreadful. But last time Baltimore went to Cleveland, Jameis Winston won Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens, that was the game where they dropped 50 bazillion interceptions.
Yeah.
Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'll get to Rashawn last. I do want to talk a little bit about Locksley, as I mentioned the other day. I think it's time. I like him. I think that he brought some respectability back to the program, especially what happened with the tragic passing of the player several years ago. But the reality is it's a broken record, much the same thing we say about Harbaugh. We're going to judge Harbaugh harshly, which I do. I got to do the same for Locksley. You just keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And now it's just at a point where this team should have, you know, at least I see lost two games legitimately. They're now looking like they're not going to win another game for the rest of the year. So hopefully the school can come up with the money, you know, for his buyout or what have you. I think he has 1 year left and he move on from there.
Yeah, he signed through 28. They extended him at $6 million a year.
They put the word out, pass the hat. Whatever is needed. His time has passed. But let me get to the Ravens real quick. You know, Vinny, you said it. Okoye and Travis Jones together, I don't see how you can block them. Because some of the film that I watched, Okoye was throwing, and the Vikings have a good offensive line. He was throwing those guards and centers around the interior like they were nothing. I was, like, very impressed with the young man. Mm-hmm. So I think we got something there.
Yep.
I don't know if Project Washington is slated to come back. I know he's on IR.
He didn't play well last year, and I didn't think he was playing that great when
Achilles
he started the season.
Achilles issue, I believe it is.
Okoye's passed him by in my mind.
Good. And, you know, and again, no disrespect to the young man. He's, you know, he got hurt. It's what it is. I think the old man, John Jenkins, is playing well as well.
You're right.
I think the big thing is the pass rush at key times are going to live and die with 14. That's Face or Kyle Hamilton.
Yep.
I just, you know, when you have only two guys off the edge with Jones and Mike Green, and again, no disrespect to Kyle Van Noy, but I think his time has passed. I agree with you, and that's why he's been on every podcast and doing the, you know, doing the rounds, because he knows this is probably it. So he needs to get his second life going. I will tell you that I like where the Ravens are from this standpoint, in that they know they have no margin for error. And Sunday was good because they didn't play that well overall. The defense, I thought, did.
Yep.
But overall, they did not play well, and they still made it happen. What they're realizing is, if we don't turn the ball over, we're going to pretty much win every game. And that's where their head has to be. Final couple things, and I'm done.
Yeah, we got to go real quick. What do you got? One more.
Yeah. Real quick. Mark Andrews does not want to get hit. And Rashawn, if you want to be a 100% Ravens fan, you got to come through us, man. You don't just say, I'm going to let the Cowboys go, and then I'm going to be 100% Ravens. You got to pay your dues. All right, guys.
All right, Darren in D.C., Rashawn. Gotta let it. I can't quit you. What movie is that from? Can't remember. One of the movies with famous Hollywood people. I can't quit you, babe. I know it was a Zeppelin song. But Rashawn, you can't no more. No more Cowboy talk. You're the Ravens fan or you're not. We've all got our little side team, but they're not on equal footing with your main team. Coming up next, Cordell Woolley will talk about the Ravens back in practice today, getting ready for Cleveland. Browns in struggle bus. When are we going to see Shedeur Sanders? Is it worth even putting him out there, given the woes of that offensive line? Yeah. But they do have Myles Garrett, 11 sacks on the season against the Ravens offensive line. Whip around 11-15. Then Chris Knocke talk about Maryland's win last night. Three games into the season. Still trying to find that magic formula is Buzz Williams. I'm not even thinking about what they could or can't be until January.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.